Loy mi boy koma. Not only this, but even that. That's what Rav meant to say. Loy mi boy ochla. Not only in the case when your animal fell into my garden and ate up my tomatoes, that you have to pay me for the enjoyment that your animal had. To Mishalem, Mr. Mashanenis, you have to pay for the enjoyment. Abu, but you would have thought to say maybe. Nechpato. Let's say your animal fell into my garden and landed on top of the tomatoes. So true, it squashed my tomatoes, it ruined the tomatoes. And your animal had enjoyment, that it didn't break its back. Because of the tomatoes, it had an easy landing. So I would have thought to say there, maybe the Bala Por, the Bala Shor, is potter from paying for the damage or the enjoyment of the tomatoes. You know why? Aim, I could tell you, Mavriya Chari Menichsa Chaberuhu. It's like you're throwing away the lion from the lions coming to attack your sheep, and I throw it away. No, I didn't do anything directly to you. It's an indirect enjoyment. Like, what happened here? My animal was falling down. But your tomatoes there stopped my animal from breaking its back. But it's not cool you gave me real enjoyment. Like, my animal's back was okay before and it's okay now. You didn't really give me anything. It just that stopped a damage from coming. That's the luck of a lion is coming and somebody takes away the lion. You can't be mechayvim to pay your money. He has no right to collect money for the work that he did. I, by him taking away the lion, he saved the whole flock of sheep. That's called the Groma B'Yalma, though. He didn't do anything directly to you. Here also, your tomatoes that saved my animal's back did not do a direct hano. It's called an indirect hano. Let's see Rashi says. Eimo, hay balasodo, mavriach harim minichse chaverihu. Shitzeles behemas chaverish anechmato bekarko. O mitzvu di of Rashi learns, o mitzvu di ovid, o midu ashokol. Rashi a little different svarah. I would also say, Mavriya Chari means like you're doing a mitzvah now. You're like saving him. So since you're being Isaac in a mitzvah, you can't get a reward for that. So I would have thought to say you don't have to pay for the enjoyment. That's the Kamash Malon, no. Kamash Malon. The Kaddish is no, that the Maisa, you have to pay for the enjoyment you got. So now the Mursa Kasha, the Ema, why don't you say, Hochinami, why don't we say this, Taka? That Mavriya, yeah, so why don't we say this? Why don't we say, Taka, when your animal falls down and lands on my tomatoes and squashes them, why don't we say that the Balak Shor is potter, even from the enjoyment? Because your tomatoes, like, is a Mavriya Chari? So maybe he's potter. So Mursa says, no. Mavriya Chari minichse chaberi midaitihu. That's if you do it midaitihu, do it midas. Hi, love midaitoi. Here it's not called midaitoi, you're not doing it midas. Inami or else, Mavriya Chari minichse chaberi les leif seidu. When do we say if you're a Mavriya Chari, you can't collect money? Well, you have no loss. What happened there? You went and you fought the lion to get that the lion should not come and attack your flock of sheep. But you didn't have any loss. You just had to work to save it. Hi, over here, though, is Leif Seder. But over here, when the animal falls down on the tomatoes and squashes the tomatoes, the guy has a loss. He lost the tomatoes. So here, since the tomatoes, sure, it's a Mavriya Chari, it's just saving him, but since it had a loss through doing it, then the Maisi would have to pay. So that's why here is different than a regular Mavriya Chari. Or else Mavriya Chari is midaita, means you're doing it midas to save the person. So then we say, Svari, you don't have to pay. You don't get any payment. But here you're not doing a midaita, therefore here you have to pay. Now the Gemara says, Heichinofel, how did he fall? Heichinofel, how did he fall over here? Rav Kana Omar Shulch Laka B'mei Meragleho. Talking about that it slipped on its own Mei Meragleho. So Rashi says, Rishusarabim Legino. The Einso D'loi Salka Adai Tehevi. It's like an honest here. Like the shore in the middle of Rishusarabim was Matal Mei Raglayim, and then he tripped on it and fell into somebody's garden. So that's cool that the shore is like an honest. So the Bala Shor, Al Tehezik Shaboy, the damage he did, he's Potter. Because it's called an honest. Not normal like the animal to trip over so many regular to fall in and damage yours. So therefore, the mazik, the damage he did, is potter. His only chayiv for the enjoyment that you received. Rav Omer Rav says the case is shedochvosoi chaverta. No, we're talking about somebody else pushed the shore into your rishus. That's the case that this shore is potter for the hezek. That somebody pushed him into your garden. So rather the shore itself didn't go in by his own. But still, he has to pay for the enjoyment that he has. So it's like this. Man, the yomah shedachvos hachaverta, the one that says we're talking about, where the chava pushes him, is so kol shechein, shuch l'chava meimer agleo. Avada, the same svar would apply when he trips over his own regleho. That Avada is called an honest din. Uman diyama shuklukov, but the one that says no, you know where the case is that you put it for the hezik, that you considered like an honest, it's not your fault, only shuklukov and meme regleho, when the animal tripped over its own meraglayim. Abu dachbosa chaverto, for its chaver pushes it in, then we say it's a pshia and it has to pay the damage that it did. Why? The omalei, we said to him, we're talking about now that you have two animals and your two animals are walking near my garden and one animal pushed the other animal into my garden. He holds a swara, you're a pshia. The bala shvarm is a pshia. You shouldn't have let your animals walk in a narrow path one next to another. You should have known they'll push one another. You should have let them go single file, one after another. So he goes, that's not called an honest. That's called your pesheya. If you let your two animals walk in a narrow road near somebody's tomatoes, you should have known that it's very shchiach for one animal to push the other animal over. And he'll be mazik to the tomatoes. So he goes, that's not called an honest. That's called a pesheya. Therefore you'll be chayim. Therefore, the case of the Mishnah that you called an honest, your potter is a case where it tripped over its own name and raglil. Omar Rav Kana says, Loishonu Ela B'yaisa Aruga. When do we have this halacha? Rashi says, the Masha Nenes Udim Shalemis, for Loi Masha Zeka, that you only have to pay for how much enjoyment your sure had from the fruits, but not for the damage that you did to the fruits. That's only b'yaisi aruga, to the aruga that the animal fell on. That one is called, he got enjoyment from it, he doesn't have to pay for the damage, because he's an honest on the damage. Avo mi aruga li aruga, but when the animal gets up, and now goes to the next row, and starts eating the fruits on the vegetables on the next row, then mishalem es ma shezeka, then you have to pay even for the hezek also. Like that, you're not an honest anymore. You should have watched your shore right away, to make sure it doesn't need anymore. Therefore, if he eats more, that's Ravad Yechai. For Rabbi Yechanan says no. For Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Afilo meyaruga leyaruga. Even if the animal now gets up from the first row that it fell on, and now he starts eating up a second row, still the Baal HaShor is potter. The Afilo kolayan kuloi. Achetetzei v'tachlo das. Until he goes out and comes back again. But because the money is in there from the first fooling, the owner is still an honest. So Rashi says, Rashi says, when the animal fell down on the tomatoes, so right away it started to eat up those tomatoes. So the tomatoes on the first row that he fell on, that is an honest still. Because when the animal fell down, the first thing that he sees is come out an honest from not eat it, therefore the Bala Shara is potter. But Rashi Abul Holcho, me yaruga li yaruga. But after the animal finishes eating up the first row, when he goes to walk to eat the second row, Meshalem is Masha Zeka. Then the Baila Mishayiv, but that is not called an honest anymore. The owner is supposed to watch it. So now you're sure when made up, it's shame, you have to pay for that. But if Yechlin says no, that afilu kola yam kula mashma, once you, same svara, once you fell into that garden and you're there, now be honest, so as long as you're there, it's only normal for the animal to eat up. The owner is not called a pashaya. Since you're sure got in there by honest, he fell in there, so all the damage that he does when he's in there, you're called an honest. So therefore, even for the whole day, you're called an honest and you're potter. You only have to pay for Masha Nenis, not for Masha Zeka. Until when it says, Atche Teitzah, till it goes out, Tetach Ladas, and comes back again, Midas. Rashi says, Shalai Noah B'Fanei Karo, in the case where it came in, when the owner was a Pesheya, that the owner, if he did not watch it well enough, and it came in for Pesheya, that's when it'll be Chayiv. So Omer Papa says, Loi Teimah, don't say, Atche Teitzah Ladas, Tetach Ladas, that means he has to go out, the owner took him out. And then he comes back in again also because the owner was a pesheya. The owner did not watch him well. Ela read us like this. Kiva and Shiyotis Olodas. Once the owner noticed that his animal was in somebody else's garden, and he went and dragged him out of there, so now, Alpha Pi Shechos Vashtolodas. Even if the animal again breaks loose and goes back into that garden, still the owner is chayiv now. Even if he went in shaloi midas means that you watched him pretty good. But still he went out on his own and went in here, you're not called an honest anymore. You'll be chayiv. My time, and what's the reason? The omelai, we tell the owner of the shore like this. You should have known that your shore, kivan the alpha, since he's used to eating up the fruits in his garden, like since he knows about it, he went in here once. True, the first time he fell in there, he was an honest. He fell and slipped in there. But once he had a good time there, even though you dragged him out and locked him up, you should have known that he's going to want to go back there again. He had such a good time yesterday, he's going to want to go back there again today. And therefore, you should have known whenever he's going to move a little bit, Yashar, he's going to try and run back there. So you have to take extra precaution, you have to watch it specially here, and since you didn't make a very good shmira, therefore Yechayev, here you can't tanya your anonis. So that's what the Papa says. That once the owner took him out of this dina. But you have to know, the shah's going to want to go back again. So therefore, you have to watch him carefully. If he goes back, you'll be chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be, though, yard or kadaka? Let's say your shah goes for an afternoon walk, and it walks into somebody's garden, normally just walks into the garden, and starts eating up his tomatoes. Vezekin eats it up, avad, mishlem, it's mashazeka. Then avad, you have to pay? Your shore, you didn't watch your shore. Your shore by himself when walking into somebody's garden and eat up the food. That's the regular mazik of shame that you have to pay nezek sholem. Tomorrow says, Voye Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah has a question like this. What's going to be your dog kedarka? Hitaka walked into the garden normally. Not that he tripped and fell in, but he walked down on his own. Vehezeka b'meleida. But then when he was there, it was a pregnant pura, and it started to give birth. Like the water broke, and the water of the leida ruined the fruit. And that's like an honest, that you don't have to think about. It's not shchiach, that punked in the middle of somebody else's tomato field, your pur is going to start giving birth there. So the chur, that at the end is an honest. So are you chayiv or not? Mahu. So Mar says, let's see. Ali v'deman diya matchilasa b'pshiya, v'saifa b'yaynas chayiv, so loyti boiloch, avadi yu b'chayiv. Because the maisa yu p'shaya. You did not watch your shore. Your shore by his own walked into this garden. So you're a pashaya. See, even though at the end the damage happened because it started to give birth, which is an onus. But chilasim of shia, since the beginning, you're a pashaya, for that yechayiv. So vav yechayiv here also. Kiti boiloch, when do I have a question? Ali b'demand diyamat chilasim of shia v'saifu b'yoynis. When do I have a question, though? According to the man diyamat that says, chilasim of shia v'saifu b'yoynis is poto. So then, my, what do I say? Me, I'm Rinon. Kivan, the philosophy of Shiva, so beyond this pot, you should be pot here also. Since Lamaise, at the end, you're an honest. At the end, that the animal gave birth to the male lady came out, the water broke, so that you're an honest, you should be your pot. I do, no, maybe here it's different. I do, mahocha, kulu, bepshihu. Here, those things are pshia. The kivan, the kochaz, the craveful, all the male since you know that your apor is due expecting any day, like you see your par is about to give birth, is he boiling in Turei? You should have watched your par very carefully.